Bloomberg campaign manager, impeachment is making Trump's re-election more likely. By Pam Key on November 27, 2019. On Wednesday's broadcast of CNN International's Anandpour, Michael Bloomberg's presidential campaign manager Kevin Cheeky said the impeachment inquiry of President Donald Trump is making his re-election more likely. Cheeky said, "I think Trump is a complicated individual. He has high personal negative. The economy is doing well. When you look at the presidential campaign, we don't have a national campaign. We have a campaign that happens in six states. It happens in Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Florida, Arizona today. And the New York Times polled earlier this month, we've polled it ourselves. If that election occurred today, Donald Trump has a pretty clear shot, according to the New York Times, of winning all six states. He only needs to win three or four. If he had an election and it was in those states today, he would win." Anandpour interjected, "Even with the impeachment process?" Cheeky said, "Yeah. I think I worry a lot that we're setting ourselves up here to impeachment, acquittal, and re-election. We're all outraged by what is going on. Anyone who looks at those things, you should be outraged by what the president has done. Except it's not helping in the places where this election will ultimately be decided. There are about 31 congressional districts in this country that are swing districts. Mike Bloomberg spent an enormous amount of money and time in his own leadership to focus on 24 of those races last year, all Republican. We elected 18 Democrats, 15 women. If you're in one of those districts today and you're a moderate member of Congress, almost all of them would tell you today these impeachment hearings are threatening their re-election. If you think about that, those are the districts to where we tilt the presidential election. So by definition, it means the impeachment proceedings are making the president's re-election more likely, not less likely." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.